Back now with day-to-day, stock markets around the world are having a really rough week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell below 11,000 for the first time since March. Japan's Nikkei average dropped to its lowest level in 6 months. European markets are down as well on worries of rising interest rates and inflation. Here with more is Marketplace's Tess Figlin. Tess, I do see oil prices are down today, in part, I guess, because of the news about the death of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so far that hasn't really affected the markets. Oil prices did dip by about $1 a barrel, in part because of that news. But the drop in oil is really being outweighed today by the fact that the European Central Bank, which is Europe's Fed, raised interest rates there. And global investors are really starting to think, well, interest rates are continuing to go up all over the place. Korea raised theirs. India did, too. If they go up too fast or too far, that could start to slow down various economies. And the stock markets, of course, just don't like that. As you mentioned, European stocks down. They have now lost all their gains for the year. Here in the U.S., the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P are all down this week.
Well, there were those comments on Monday from Fed Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke about interest rates.
Yeah, the Dow has lost about 300 points since a sell-off was sparked after those remarks that he made at an international banking conference. He has essentially expressed continued concern about inflation. He said the rate of so-called core inflation, that's without food and energy costs, was, quote, unwelcome. And the markets are taking that as a cue that the Fed will hike the benchmark interest rate again when it meets on June 29th. Now, just last Friday, fears of a rate increase kind of eased off a bit because of the unemployment report. The economy only created about 75,000 jobs last month. Folks thought, well, that could signal the economy is cooling, so we're not going to see another rate hike. But then Bernanke came out with a speech on Monday, and the mood really shifted. And that's what you've been seeing most of this week, is continued speculation about what the Fed is going to do.
Something else from Washington. The Senate today rejected efforts to repeal the estate tax.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, at least under this bill. GOP leaders were hoping that this would end the tax. Right now, it's scheduled to go away in the year 2010. But then come back from the dead in 2011. There's been a lot of negotiating this week, but today they were three votes short of getting the bill to the next step. Opponents have said it's just too expensive to get rid of this tax. But Alex is probably not the last we're going to hear of it. There is some talk of putting the repeal into another bill or simply trying again on this one. But the likelihood of that happening before this fall's elections are pretty slim. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll find out how post-nuptial agreements are becoming a popular way for couples to save their marriages.
Thank you, Tess Figlin of Marketplace from American Public Media.